Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Kristen Cruz. Welcome to another Mommy Monday. How are you today? Just strolling through the summertime weather in Los Angeles, even though we are smack in the middle of spring. That's why we're starting off with a little summer wind. New music is always on Tuesday, so it's fun that Mommy Monday is just the night before. And someone from the music business, you know I have to keep my finger on what's going on, and my friends make sure that they send me all the good stuff. So Ultimate Sinatra, new music, and new stuff from Foo Fighters all in one week. Yes. That is a good week for me. And coming this Sunday, it gets even better for us moms. Although having a great soundtrack is really important in life, isn't it? Music is important, even though we're moms now. We got to do a little bit more than just the Barney. Even though we love the Fresh Beat Band, we got to make sure that we ourselves are hearing what we want to hear and seeing what we need to see and meeting the best people that can support us. And that's what happens at PAM. That's what I've been talking about all day. We were chatting this morning on Twitter with our hashtag Mommy Monday. We do lunch every Monday. If you don't have plans on Monday for lunch, you should definitely come hang out with us. It's always a good time. But that was the subject of discussion because it's May, and every May it's May PAM, Pregnancy Awareness Month. We celebrate it. You've heard me talk about it on the radio. You may have seen me talking about it with co-founder Elisa Donner on the Hallmark Channel. And you've definitely, you know, all the moms are buzzing about it because it's coming up just this Sunday. So get in the know. If you don't have the details and you want to look some up now while you're listening to this blog live podcast, or you want to do this later, you can check out kristencruz.me. It has all the links to the Pregnancy Awareness Month site, to PAM, to the wonderful sponsors that are involved, to the pump station, and all the resources that you need as a mom. And they are mom tried, tested, and approved by some of the most wonderful women I've ever met. And one of them's on the phone line with us right now, actually joining us for tonight's Mommy Monday podcast. It's the PAM co-founder, Elisa Donner, on the phone. Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, how have you been?
Hi, good to hear your voice.
You too. I can't wait to see you on Sunday. I'm glad we get to chat a little bit beforehand because I realized, you know, it's been a minute since we've checked in voice to voice. So it's kind of like you and I are really girl chatting and catching up. We really are. Like, this is, we're
totally.
It's supposed to be a show that's just like girlfriends hanging out and talking about mommy stuff, but we really are. So, how you
so
doing?
True.
How's the family? What's going on with you?
Everyone's good. Everyone's good. The daughter is going to sleep, and I'm trying to keep the puppies active.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
I know.
You have your hands
full.
There's
a lot going on here on a, you know, it's all about babies, whether it's puppies or kids.
It's so true. And every single stage of your baby is you got your hands full. I mean, I just found out that the my husband Matt's youngest sister, who I grew up with, because, you know, we're high school sweethearts, so I grew up with her being a little tiny baby that he would have to babysit, and that'd be why he couldn't take me out on a date on Friday night, because he had to stay home with his little sister. She's, you know, she herself dropped some big news on us that, you know, she was going to have a baby. So it seems like babies, I know, I'm so excited. It's really cool. So there are always babies in our lives. Either we're a mom or someone we love is becoming a mom. So it's always there. And so that's one really great thing that we've got Pregnancy Awareness Month every year, too, because it's not just for mommies. It's for everybody.
No, it isn't. And I think once you're a mom, it's like you can always go back there if you let your heart be open to it. Like, I can hear a little baby. If I'm in the hallway at work or if I'm at a restaurant and I can hear like a little, like a newborn cry, and I'm like, oh, you know, it's just like, I don't know, my heart's open to it. So I enjoy it even from afar. So.
Mm-hmm. And it's really great because we're all actually going to come together on this weekend and do something cool, which is PAM. Now, if you haven't heard about it, first of all, May is Pregnancy Awareness Month, and I still joke about the fact that when I first started talking on the radio about being involved with it, people would call the show, my show, and be like, wait, I'm sorry, but people aren't aware that they're pregnant? What do you mean? Are you making
No.
me aware? Am I pregnant? You know, like,
right.
What is this? So we need to break it down, and
I
so
know.
Who better to do it? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I mean, really what it was all about was, if you really want to know, like, how that term came out,
yeah,
we were on a call. Anna and I, Anna Getty is the founder of Pregnancy Awareness Month, and we were working together on another project. We both had our first children, new babies, and while Anna was pregnant and I was pregnant, we decided to make a prenatal yoga DVD because back then, 9 years ago, there wasn't as many options on the market to get that kind of information. And we were both yoga teachers in LA, and we were like, you know, let's create. And we made this beautiful yoga DVD. My husband directed it, and Anna was 34 weeks pregnant. I mean, she was like beautiful. And it was this great project, and we were trying to figure out how we were going to launch it. And we were kind of having a brainstorming session about it with our team. And Anna said, you know, instead of having an event, we should like create a whole month that's just dedicated. You know how they have all those awareness months, like such and this? And mostly they're like things that you're afraid of, diseases or things that we need to be concerned about raising money for to try to cure. And she was like, wouldn't it be cool to take a positive and turn it even into a bigger positive? So it's a play on a positive with a positive. And so that's really where awareness came from. But since then, we've kind of grown it into something, a larger concept, because we just keep working with it every year, and we're in our 8th year of Pregnancy Awareness Month, and it's really about how can you be aware as a human being, as a mom-to-be or as a new parent, as aware as possible of all the different questions you may have, of all the different ideas you may have about what you want your family to look like, what your values are, how you want to parent your child, where do you want to live? You know, how do you want to birth your baby, to what college you're hoping your kid's going to go into? I mean, the questions never stop, but we're wanting to encourage women to ask. And it's might as well start while you're pregnant, because you can maybe get good practice at it and learn more. The more you ask, the more you learn. The more you learn about yourself, the more you learn about the person you're sharing your life with, and the more you learn about all the opportunities that there are in life to really engage and connect and grow. So that's really what awareness is all about.
It's great that you're bringing the opportunity for us to ask all those questions right to our doorsteps, so right locally for us, and then in injecting all of these wonderful moms that we can, you know, become friendly with, get to know, bump into, these great brands that we may not know about, and then these experts too. So it's kind of, you're bringing all of these things that if we wanted to ask questions, we may have to search it out. I don't know how I would find it or how I would get the right people for me. And you're kind of bringing them all in one place when you do this PAM event.
Yeah, it's a wonderful accumulation of information and answers and connecting to resources all in one day. And obviously we're in LA, so the event has always happened in LA. And there's other events that happen across the country throughout the month, but the big mamaship event is in LA. And it really is. It's like it all ties together, because we've woven in, you know, like the baby event with all the gear and all the supplies and the products, and there with booths, and they're the manufacturers are there to talk to you, to tell you, to let you touch and hold it, to let you look at that car seat, to let you try to put on that baby carrier, smell the lotion, and talk about it and try to understand what it's all about from their perspective, so that I want to understand the products I'm buying, and it makes me feel better as a mom to know what they're all about and to kind of feel like I almost have a relationship with the company or the brand, if I can be that obnoxious, but really, or arrogant. But I want to. I'm a mom.
Personal. It's very personal.
It is. It's like, this is my baby, that first lotion I put on my baby, I was like, whoa,
that
was trust,
me?
Man.
Totally. I'm right there with you, and we are not alone. It's absolutely true. It's not crazy, guys. You know, let me just, and let us tell, and by the way, I was just talking to Jen Brown, who was on a panel I was moderating, and she was saying that she was, she's in entertainment, so her hours are crazy. She was up at night, she has a new baby, and she was ordering a bunch of products off of Amazon, because who doesn't do that in the middle of the night while you're feeding,
right.
You know, you're on your phone, whatever, like, you know, come on. So, and she was ordering all these products, and she couldn't believe how many she would order, try, and send back, order, try, and throw away, order, try, and give away, and she was going through all these products, and that's something that I really think is special about bringing the vendors or the products to you. That's a really big deal. Like you said, to be able to put on a baby carrier, and they do stick in like a little fake baby for you, and you can hold it and see if this works for you, because we've all got different, you know, let's face it, shapes and sizes, different chests, different backsides, different, you know, and different needs, different ways that we move. And so how do you know which one to pick in the sea of products? And this, I find it really, really helpful. And then you have the expert, so you're looking at like an untangled piece of fabric, and you're like, I know this is supposed to twist around me, magically hold my baby on me, and then tie in a fabulous, fashionable knot. How in the world do I do it? And you've got an expert right there who shows you how. I mean, that's invaluable
that shows
information.
You how. Absolutely. Yeah. And when I had my daughter, there were I don't remember any events like this. Thank God there's so many more now, and there's so many opportunities. And we're one of many. We may have been one of the first in LA, but we're one of many now, and I actually think that's wonderful, and let's have even more, because you can't get enough. And there was a couple of places. One of them was the pump station, who happens to now be, we've just grown our relationship with the pump station, and they happen to be one of our presenting sponsors for this second or third year in a row, and the boutiques were, that was the only opportunity that you had, and thank God we still have those boutiques, that you would go in and try to figure out, what are these products, how does this work, because I would go to Toys R Us or Babies R Us, but there wasn't anyone around to help me. I was just looking
at floor to ceiling
products
going,
oh my God.
What are you going to do, like take things out and try them on and stuff them back in? No.
It was like, I don't even know. Oh, yeah, but and then, you know, that's what's so great about also the pump station is going, they're doing a lactation lounge, which is the third year in a row they're doing that at our event, where we actually create this wonderful loungy nest area where you women can go into it and they can breastfeed if they want to breastfeed in there, and they don't want to, you know, some women just walk around and breastfeed, but they can have a private place, or if they have questions, they may be needing some actual coaching on how to breastfeed, or they're having issues or problems. You know, only 20% of the women who attempt to breastfeed succeed. So, and that's with all the support that we have now, it's still only 20%. So it's wonderful. I'm so excited about the lactation lounge that the pump station is having at our event with Bravado Designs. It's fantastic.
Yes, I saw that.
Bravado is another they're another presenting sponsor for us, and I love to encourage women who want to breastfeed to try it, and to help them if they're getting discouraged, and to give them that opportunity if that's what they want.
And can I just say that the pump station in LA is kind of iconic. It's kind of one of, once again, like you were saying, one of those first, to me, in my mind, and I grew up here, one of the first places, one of the first go-to safe mommy havens to go to learn and ask questions and not be embarrassed or afraid or whatever, I think. And they, too, have grown in what they offer. And what I like is you may think that they're just lactation specialists, or we're just talking about pumping since it's the pump station.
Yes,
but since I've gotten to know them as well over the years and over my two kids and getting to know Cheryl, they offer quite a bit of information and education for moms and for expecting mommies and daddies and grandparents and caretakers. So if you do go to pumpstation.com, you can find out more about them. Just wanted to let you know, because that's a wonderful resource that's happening all year long, every single day.
Absolutely. And I have to say, I'll never forget the first time I walked into the pump station after I had my daughter. And I felt like, oh, my God, someone can help me because I don't know what I'm doing. And it wasn't about the breastfeeding, interestingly enough. I couldn't figure out how to work the nursing bra, okay? Let's have a moment.
Right.
I couldn't figure out how to undo the thing. I mean, they're made to easily come apart, and I couldn't figure it out. I felt like I was 16 on my first date. But, you know, what are you going to do? Thank God they were there. But, you know, Cheryl Petron of the Pump Station and Wendy and Corky, they have designed an amazing curriculum that goes so beyond that. Breastfeeding is important, and it's certainly their core business, but they're doing parenting tips and training. I believe it's called Baby 101, and they're working on that actually with Kids in the House.
I love them. That's great. With Leona.
They're
going
to be there this year at PAM again. Leona's going to be moderating a panel, which is, I guess, bringing us back to that what you were saying about what happens during the day. We get so excited talking about all the vendors, which is wonderful. It's kind of like the opening of the door. We also will have community nonprofit resources for families that will have booths as well. But as you travel through the event and you have the lactation lounge and there's an area for toddlers and young kids to young children to have activities to do while their parents are playing with gear.
Yeah.
We also have a beauty lounge for mom, which is all about nurturing mama and letting her have some spa moments.
So great.
Right?
Love it. And don't get enough of at all. I was just talking to my husband about that. Never, ever. I know. And I was like, do you know what? I actually need it every day. And
yes.
Just looking at me.
Precisely.
But I do. I need it every single day. I need it. I have to have it. I'm going to go berserk. So,
well,
you know
that's
I'm
going to go berserk.
I'm going to go crazy if I don't get. I need some, little bit every day.
And you don't want mama to go to berserk, do you? Because that's not good for anyone at home. But, you know, I got to tell you, that's the whole, you know, our fourth initiative for Pregnancy Awareness Month is all about nurturing and self-care. And it's, unfortunately, it's the fourth one. So that just goes to show you it's still not number one on the list, but which is probably reflective of something. But I'll tell you, it's important. And we need something, even if it's a 5-minute cup of tea by yourself.
Exactly.
We need a nurturing moment. We really do every day.
Yes.
I'm with you, girl.
That's exactly it. And so we want to, I'm telling you, and this is so great. I was going to actually try to paint a picture for someone if they've never been to this event because it's just an amazing thing. I mean, when I first pulled up in the parking lot, there were just like 100, I could instantly see like 100 women either pregnant with their husbands. By the way, husbands are coming. Husbands are invited.
Yeah.
You know, with their husbands,
significant others,
partners,
everybody
significant
can come.
Other,
yep.
Exactly. Some had
Grandma.
Strollers, some had little ones. Yeah,
totally.
Absolutely. All lined up at the door, all excited to go inside. And then as soon as you step in the door, you're just greeted by all of these wonderful people who just want to help, educate, talk, give you little snacks, little samples.
I know.
It's so
samples.
Great. It's like Christmas.
It's fun, right?
It's so much fun. And there are literally vendors lined on each side of Bergamot Station. Oh, my 3-year-old just woke up. And I know, it's okay though.
Cute.
And I know, right? So I know,
it's
adorable. Actually, my husband's out of town.
One day you'll miss it.
I will, right? I mean, it's gonna go by
so much.
You know, I just got to say, I really look forward to the day where I can take a shower on my own terms and be the only one in the bathroom while showering. Just saying. It just creeps me. There's always someone watching me or in there with me or grabbing at me. And that would be nice. But anyways, yes, right now it's adorable. He's wearing my other set of headphones, and he's taken my phone. So he's now in his room. But this is like the most fun event. I mean, I can't say enough about, of course, the quality of the educators and the experts that you always,
the
you guys
panels.
Always land. these great panels, these great speakers, and I think, like, it's just, well, first of all, I was going to say it's worth the price of admission, but that's silly because it's a free event. It's free for everybody, so it doesn't cost me or you or any moms a penny to get in.
No.
And you still get
even
all the stuff.
Even parking's free.
Even parking's free in L.A.?
Yeah.
That never
it's
happens.
It's really important. I got to tell you, it's a deal breaker for, I mean, Anna and I have been, you know, my background is in social work, and I just, we've always been in complete agreement that no matter what, this event was going to be free, and it was going to be about giving, and that there would be so much for anyone attending to receive, and even for, it's a wonderful energetic circle because moms and new families and new grandmothers, we have had I've had plenty of new grandmas come up and go, I'm a new grandma, I'm so excited to be here, and run off, you know, like, way to go, you know. But it's like they all, obviously, they're getting a lot because they're here, they're getting to learn about products, they're getting to learn from experts, you know. We have all these expert panels, we have keynote speakers. This year we're going to have a pediatrician, Dr. Hart. Harvey Karp is our keynote speaker. We'll have other pediatricians and OBGYNs and midwives on panel. We'll have holistic lifestyle experts and you know, organic food experts. It's going to be just an amazing time on the panels, right? The panels, and you're right there. You're right there in the panels with me every time, and it's just fantastic. But there's a lot of giving of information, you know, like it's food, but it's also for all of the sponsors and all of the product vendors that are there. They're getting a lot too, because they're getting to see what it's like for their potential customers to learn and get excited about their products. And everyone's just so happy that I think it's just a nice big circle. I love that it's free, and I never want to do this event unless it's free. I'm really clear about that. So.
You know, it gives it a different vibe. And it is really that give and take, that synergy is so apparent. Yes, sir, come here. It's so apparent because, like, I just right when you said that about talking to the vendors, I actually recall last year I was talking to one of the food brands that my kids love. There you go.
Yeah.
And I actually got to ask them questions that I was curious about. And I was like, oh, by the way, you know, my daughter really loves the blah, blah, blah that puffs that you guys make and da-da-da, you know, and you're talking to them, and they will absolutely hook you up, tell you, give you a card, write down a phone number for you to call, tell them how to get in touch with them, and they want to hear what you have to say. So it's like this great kind of symbiotic relationship that's happening. We're giving to them, they're giving to us. Everybody leaves there feeling happy, fulfilled, and, you know, you get new information, you meet new people.
Yeah.
I've made new friends.
I know.
You being one of them, of course.
Yeah,
but
I was going to say, you're like one of my, like, fab friends from the event. I love it.
It's amazing. It's great.
It's amazing.
The connection.
And we do, and all of our sponsors and most of our vendors give raffle prizes for us so that we can, and you're a part of that team, you and Jill Simonian of the Fab Mom will be helping us to give away prizes in between each expert panel, and those are all just gifts. And everybody who comes can get a free raffle ticket. It costs nothing, and all of the sponsors are so generous and happy to give. It's a really fun time. You know, in our Twitter chat this afternoon that we were on with Mommy Monday, with you, obviously, it's your Twitter chat every Monday at noon, right? Is it every Monday?
Yep, at noon with Mom Angeles.
With Mom Angeles, of course. Thank God for them.
Yeah.
We were talking, there was a question thrown out in the party today about a moment where, a PAM moment for participants, right? Do you remember that question? It was like, what? And I was like, oh, what's a PAM moment? What's a PAM experience for a participant? And I was remembering, I don't believe it was last year, but I think it was the year before, during the raffle, I had walked by and I had seen this woman who had been sitting there, and she looked like she was ready to, like, give birth 2 weeks before the event. She was really, like, and she was sitting there going, I'm ready. You know, I walked by and she's like, I'm ready. And I'm like, I hear you, honey. I see it. I mean, just sit there. I'll bring you something to drink. Don't get up.
Yeah.
And I said, what is it you need? And she's like, I don't have, I came here trying to get information, but to be honest with you, I don't have enough money to buy this baby gear. I don't have enough money to buy any of this baby gear.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm just sitting here. And I said, well, do you still have your raffle tickets? And she said, yeah. Tell me that by the end of the day, and I was right there when we called towards one of the ends, she got a free car seat. She won.
No
one.
Way.
Now, yeah. No, I was just like freaking out on the,
oh,
and Anna's
gosh.
Looking at me like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, she can't get up and get this, but let me bring it to her. This poor woman could barely walk. She was ready, you know, and she was so happy. And I'm like, how did this happen? You know, but it did. And I was like, there's a great Pam moment, you know, of what does it mean to come to the event, and being able to come to the event because you didn't have to pay for a ticket, and being able to walk out with something. I don't know.
That's awesome.
Good memory.
But it is.
There you go. But we haven't really talked about the experts, have we?
Yeah, I was going to say, there's going to be so much that you're going to leave with, and a lot of this knowledge comes from some of the best people in, I guess, say, in the business, in this parenting world of experts. I mean, I have to say the happiest baby on the block from Dr. Karp was given to me in my first pregnancy by another girlfriend of mine who I went to high school with. It was passed on, and that's how these good things happen from mom to mom.
Mm-hmm.
It really happens, like, just organically. It's grassroots. And it was given to me, and then I've passed it on since as well. And so Dr. Harvey Karp is one of the specialists that you're going to have there. We've got, and we're going to talk fitness. We've got our Eat Cleaner expert, of course, Chef Maria, the Fit Foodie. And then we're going to also talk, we've got Baby Care 101 in there. We've got some experts as well. We're going to have Dr. Tanya is going to be there. Oh, that's great. Pediatrician.
Mm-hmm.
She's the author of Mommy Calls, another must-have.
Yeah.
And that's the group that Liana from Kids in the House is moderating. And if you haven't seen Kids in the House, that's a whole other resource for you. It's a video-based resource for any question. I mean, you can go there and type in anything like 3-year-old temper tantrums. What do I do? And, you know, 4 videos from experts will pop up from them. That's the resource they provide.
Yeah,
so that's
and they're
awesome.
They're doing this Baby Care 101 in collaboration with Wendy and Corky of the Pump Station, and it's really about baby care, and they're the experts. It's a wonderful, wonderful video library, definitely.
That
Kids
is a great
house.
Panel. Yeah,
it's a great panel. Yeah,
it's a great panel. This is Bravado's panel, and then after that, we're looking at birth teams, the role OBs, midwives, and doulas play in childbirth, which only now that I've had 2 kids and am a certified baby planner, and which I only practice in knowledge. I do not actually, I have not done anything with that yet. I don't know. I was compelled to do it, and I did it, and I love it, and it's wonderful. But, when I got started, I didn't know the difference between a doula or a midwife or someone to talk to me or hypnotist or massage my shoulders. I don't know. I didn't know what any of this support was, and which I think also played the difference between my first pregnant birth and my second birth as well.
Yeah.
You learn, and sometimes you learn the hard way, and sometimes you learn about great things like Pam so that you can educate yourself before that has to happen. And so that's what this 3 o'clock panel will be about. Tell me a little bit about this one. I love this.
Our sponsor for that is Viacord, who's been a wonderful sponsor for us for about 5 years now. And we are really the idea that we had. We always talk about birthing and your birth options, and I'm usually surprised at how many women are like, "What do you mean my birth options?" And we do. We're actually as the patient. The mom as the patient, we are a part of the team. You're actually a very active member in the team. And if you're not working with an OB or a midwife that is talking to you like you're an important, active player on the team, then maybe you should consider a new OB or a new midwife, because
yes.
you're what you want is important. They should be taking the beginning parts of your prenatal care to try to explore with you, besides checking to make sure that the baby is growing at the right healthy way and that your body is healthy. But they should also be trying to get to know you and asking questions and exploring with you and helping you and your partner understand what kind of birthing experience that you would like to have. Doesn't mean you'll get it. Things can happen, changes can happen in healthcare all the time, and we all kind of know that. But you can talk and learn more about each other, and that's part of what a birth team is. And a midwife can do that, so can an OB. I had an amazing OB who completely promised me that I was going to have the birth that I want. He was going to do everything to make sure that that happened, and he did. He did make that happen. But midwives have been at the same time, if you belong to Kaiser, midwives are in labor and delivery, and they have been the main players in labor and delivery at Kaiser for over 25 years. So you don't have to have a home birth to have a midwife, and that's part of what this panel is about. We're also going to be doing a clip from the latest Ricky Lake and Abby Epstein executive produced movie called The Mama Sherpas, which is really talking about how midwives and OBs are coming together and working together in teams in hospitals and how exciting that is. It's like the best
like
of both
that.
Worlds.
So it's an evolution from the business of birthing kind of moving on to the next step.
Yeah, like let's
of
come
that.
Together and let's like have a really great time, a great birth experience for everybody.
Oh, wow. I can't
That's
wait to see
cool.
that. That
it's
is really
be a
cool.
Good one. Yeah.
That's a good
one.
And you know what? You go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was going to ask
okay.
you now.
Well,
I just
wanted to say we were talking a little, you brushed over a little bit also about the healthy, what I shifted from. We always have had a green panel, and this year I said, you know, I really think it's about healthy living and nourishing your growing family. And we shifted the focus of the panel into not like, let's be green, because that's kind of the way we, just like what you were saying, like that's kind of the way we were looking at things 5 or 6 years ago when we were identifying like, wow, what is a green lifestyle? Why is organic food important? Wow, what is the business of being born? And now we've kind of grown as a society and as a culture into how can we all work together and have the best birth? And I think it's the same thing about healthy living. Yes, if you're living a conscious, green, caring for the planet, caring about conserving water, thinking about where the food is coming from and how the food is treated, whether it's an animal or a plant, you're going to be healthier. And you're also going to incorporate activities in your life, whether it be exercising at the gym or taking nice, beautiful hikes around your neighborhood as a way of being active and feeding your body through exercise and fitness. So that's really what that particular panel is about, and the Honest Company is sponsoring that.
That's great. You know, you can look on the pregnancyawareness.com website right now, and I have a link on my blog if that's how you're listening to this podcast through that, and it'll give you the whole lineup. That's the first expert panel at 12:15 to 1, and the Honest Company will be sponsoring, and there are some wonderful people on that, including Anna Getty, who we were talking about is co-founder of Pregnancy Awareness Month with, Elisa. It's just, so many amazing women, such great energy, all just trying to help each other have a better, greener, healthier, happier, more fulfilling, inclusive life. It's just, it's all good. Oh, and for my bloggers, because I've talked to my bloggers about it, if you are a blogger, this speaks to you. There is a blogger reception in the morning,
yes.
I think it is. So 11 o'clock. I better. I should know since I'm going to be there.
you are.
Mommy, yes, Mom Angelus and Mommy Greenest are also sponsoring
yes.
that, and I love them both to pieces. So I'm sure if you are in the circle of bloggers, you can contact them about wanting to be there. If you do, it's a really wonderful thing. You get to kind of get a behind the scenes of the products and the people. So because we write about it, we're like modern day. I hate to say journalists.
Press.
But yeah, yeah, we're the little press, so we're
it's
trying
our
to get
press
the energy
reception.
And the word
that's
out there.
What I think of it as.
It
yeah.
is right. It's your media. Yeah. So so we're there to scoop that information and give it out to all of our followers and readers and listeners. So please
yes,
contact
so please
them if you want to
contact
come.
Them. Contact Mom Angelus or Mommy Greenist Rachel Sarnoff. They are hosting that blogger reception, and we'd love to have bloggers come for sure
Elisa.
Every year.
It is the best thing. I'm so excited that I get to be there again. It's the 8th annual Signature Pregnancy Awareness Month event in LA. It's May 3rd. That means this weekend, this Sunday. RSVP
Bergamot
through
Station.
The website. Bergamot Station, West Side. It's beautiful. The weather is going to be gorgeous. It costs
Santa
you nothing.
Monica.
It's just, yeah. I mean, please, it's just going to be such a beautiful day. And is there anything else that I may have skipped over or just not given enough attention to? Something we want to leave people with, Elisa?
Well, I guess this Pregnancy Awareness Month and the Celebrate Mama event is really a part of a larger campaign. And it's really, we have a 9-month campaign. I'm sure the irony of that is not lost on you or anybody as to why we would choose 9 months. But Pregnancy Awareness Month is kind of like, it's like the big celebrational moment, the big aha moment, and the big time to have like blowout social media and consumer days like the LA event. But we've actually been doing, we started in February, and we will continue every month with themed months and themed social media events and blogs and newsletters from Pregnancy Awareness Month all the way through the end of October. And that is the larger campaign of pregnancy, because you're not just pregnant in May, and obviously there's a lot of reasons to choose May to celebrate mom. We've got Mother's Day, we've got, you know, May Day and all the wonderful fertility, you know, types of rituals from years past. But we have a nine-month schedule, really, and it starts in February, and it goes through October, and every month is themed. It's great fun. So you can find out more about that by being a part of our newsletters or just coming and checking us out every month and see what we're focusing on. April was all about green parenting. March was about nesting. February was all about have a heart. And we started off the first month of pregnancy awareness campaign about have a heart and get in contact with your heart and your compassionate self. In the fourth month, of course, is Pregnancy Awareness Month. June will be focused on celebrating dad. July is about safety and summer fun and vacationing and all those kind of fun themes that have to do with that. And then August is Breastfeeding Month. It's National Breastfeeding Month, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so we make it a big blowout fun time, and we do a lot of fun work with the pump station on that during the month of August. September is focused on safety. We partner with Britax on that, and then really about thinking and learning about safety measures to keep your home safe for your baby, to keep your pool, your baby safe and your children safe from any potential accidents in pools. I take that very seriously. Obviously, I worked in a hospital for a long time as a social worker. And then we end it in October with mindfulness and more about being present and how do you have those exhale moments as a mom.
Come on every single month. Well, okay, we'll go to you. We'll go because there's going to be Twitter parties and Facebook stuff and online and Instagram and all that stuff happening. So go
every
to the
week.
Website. So check up. You'll get those alerts or there's those emails in your inbox if you go ahead and go to pregnancyawareness.com. And that way you'll be sure to be getting that information as it comes out. You won't miss anything. Elisa, I'm so excited we got to talk today. It was great to hear your voice.
I love hearing your voice. I miss you too.
I can't wait to see this weekend. You are
it's
such
gonna be
also,
so fun.
It's so fun. You're such an eloquent speaker. It's always wonderful to have you on my show, whatever radio show, station, thing that I'm doing, TV, if we're doing TV together, which we've done, all of it.
We get silly, too.
We do. We get silly. But you're just so wonderful. You're such a wealth of information and love, and I'm just so grateful that you're in my life. And thank you so much for sharing tonight on the show.
Oh, thank you, and thank you to everybody for all, every single partner that we have. I'm sure, I hope, did I mention everybody enough times? You know, Bravado Designs, the Pump Station Nurturery, our founder, Anna Getty, and wonderful partners like you and Mom Angelus and Jill Simonian. It's just so fabulous. You meet so many wonderful people doing this kind of work, and I'm looking forward to spending some time with you. So yes, let's have fun on Sunday.
All right. I'll see you then. Thank you so
much.
Have a great week, rest of your week.
You too, babe.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Got a big week going on, and it's going to be a big week. I feel it, don't you? Lots of good energy going on. The weather is warming up in LA, you guys. If you're listening from another part of the country, I'm so sorry to tell you that it's just ridiculously gorgeous. It's summertime, like we were going into the show with little Frank Sinatra for you. That's how good it feels, and it's just going to feel even better on Sunday. So come out with us. Join us at PAM. This is Celebrate Mama. It's all for you. And with Mother's Day on the horizon, what better way? It's free, free, free. So please RSVP right now. We've got the links here on any of the audio resources you're listening on, or go to kristencruz.me on my blog. I have it there. Okay, I'll see you Sunday as I am co-hosting with my friend Jill Simonian at the PAM event at Bergamot Station. And then the very next day is another Mommy Monday lunch. So if you missed Sunday, please don't. Let's just all meet up Sunday and then chat about it on Monday on our Twitter party at noon, hashtag Mommy Monday, so you can chime in. And we are always giving great stuff away. Right now, we're giving away a baby monitor. Don't forget, get in to win that baby monitor with Mom Angelus, myself, in honor of PAM as well. So get on that. Click on my kristencruz.me link on my blog to win that. We're giving that away Friday. And then we're doing something special for the bloggers at PAM as well. So stay connected. This is where it's at. Happy Mommy Monday to you. We're going to have an amazing week, and I'll see you again next Monday.